This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Goeiemiddag. Good afternoon, Molweni. Julle is ingeskakel by Radio Kaapse Kansel met Queen E. Dankie familie dat julle vanmiddag weer ingeskakel het. Julle is vanmiddag is ek hier met ons evangelist Gloria. She's een van ons gasten. And we are here with evangelist Gloria. She's one of our guests. But before we continue, that is 12 here. It's 12 o'clock. And I'm here with my program, Gracefully Restored for His Purpose, with Queen E. Familie, julle het laatst keer vir my geluister. En hierdie dag, vandag, wil ons verder aangaan met Gracefully Restored. Die thema is God of Possibility. God of possibility, die God van geleenthede. Hy is mos 'n God van tweede kanse. He is a God of possibility. Wanneer dit lyk dat al your hope is gone, all hope is gone, then God steps in and God makes a way where it seems to be no way. So I want to thank the Lord for this wonderful day. Again, it's a privilege for me to interact with my family online. You are all greeted in Jesus' name. All right, what I wanted to say here, I want us to know that most of us, most often of time, we have wrestled with something, though it may be challenges that no one knows about. But I want you to know that your struggle may not be my struggle. My struggle might not be yours, but I might also wrestle with something that is not a problem to you, or you might wrestle with something that I also have wrestled with. And God sent me to you today because God wants me to speak about God of possibility. And I want us to go to the book of Mark. I will read in the book of, let's first start at the book of Luke, chapter 13. We read from verse 11. The Bible makes us to understand. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. This is a faithful God. He's a God of all possibilities. For people, sometimes when you are bound, sometimes when you are going through so many things, it might look that it's the end of the road. But there is a God. And if you trust Him, if you believe in Him, God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever think, dream, or imagine. Jesus' actions is not like us. Jesus' actions are different from ours. He focused on hurting people. Jesus is a God that focuses on you. He sees you. He knows about you. He hears you. Hallelujah. Every time he saw a hurting person, he reached out and he ministered something equal to that person. Hallelujah. So today, I don't know where your hurt comes from. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you have faced. But I want us, after this break, we are about to take a break. After the break, I'm going to bring in one of our evangelists with a testimony of gracefully restored for his purpose. God bless. Stay tuned. Welkom terug. Jy luister na Radio Kaapse Kansel. Jy is hier met Queen E. Program is gracefully restored for his purpose. Wow. Ek is nog so die Ferrari liedjie wat ons nou geluister het. I love it. The song say is by Direction Band. They say by E. As my lewe vir altyd. Oeh, ons kan niks sonder om doen nie. Hy sê, as die pad, maar ek rus kry. Is dit die waar? When we are with Christ, there is where you find your rest. And I want to thank the Lord for his faithfulness and for his grace and for his mercies. Ja, ons het gepraat van die dame, van die vrou met die issue of blood. Die vrou wat vir 18 jaar gebound was. She was bound for 18 years. But God of possibility. God of possibility. He saw her needs. He saw her brokenness. He saw her bleeding. He saw her infirmity. He saw everything that she was going through, that she struggled with for 18 years. And God came across her way and he made her straighter. Ek weet nie waarmee jy sukkel en worstel nie. But today God can still, he's still doing miracles, still doing wonders. I don't know about you. You just need to put your trust and confidence in him. Once there was in the book of Mark chapter 3 verse 1 to 5. Bible makes us to understand, once when he was preaching, he looked through the crowd and he saw a man with a withered hand. Immediately healed that man. He immediately healed him. He sat with prostitutes. He sat with wine bibbers. He sat with so many people that you can think of. That is the kind of father that we are talking about. Today we are on air and we are speaking about the goodness and the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. Ons kan niks sonder hom doen nie. Ons is almal, ons almal se lewe is hangend van hom af. So kan, kom ons maak haas om hom te ontmoet. Luister as julle daar is en van julle ken hom nie. Kom ons maak haas om hom te ontmoet. God of possibilities, hy laat ons nie in die steek nie. Before I finish up, I round up, I'm going to give over to one of our guests. I've got a guest in our studio this morning. Her name is Gloria Trutter. Gloria Trutter, she's an evangelist. She's 70 years old. You won't tell, she's a beautiful lady. As you can see, she's sitting here next to me. Oh, Sefa, altyd, she's a sweet 16. She's prachtig, sy raak nie oud. Maar ons dankie, Here, dis wat God kan doen. Luisteraars, my familie, dis wat die Here kan doen. I thank the Lord for her life. Welcome, evangelist Gloria. Indeed, today, it's an honor to have you here by the family of Radio Cape Pulpit, and I believe and trust that your testimony will help so many listeners this afternoon, those that wanted to give up, those that thought that all hope is gone, but after they listen to your testimony, I believe they will be restored, and that is why this program of Gracefully Restored for His purpose is about that. It's about healing the broken hearts, healing those that have giving hope to those that are hopeless and those that wanted to give up and say that nothing good will come out of them. So Evangelist Gloria is from Maitland. She's a pastor at Easter Affair and also having a branch in Maitland. I want to thank the Lord for her life. And she's a woman that is also doing ministry work with me in prison in Paul. I'm in Allendale prison and she's working at Wellington prison. But she will tell us a bit about that. But I'm going to give, she's passionate about preaching the gospel. She's an evangelist, evangelizing and bringing souls to Christ. Soul winning is a hardcore. Soul winning is what she lives for. And isn't it true? Us as well as we are here because we need to go into the world, preach the gospel so that the people may be saved. So now I'm going to give the opportunity to Evangelist Gloria so that she can tell us or give us her testimony. Some of you might cry. Bring your tissues together, but healing is about to take place this afternoon by God's grace in Jesus' name. Over to you, my evangelist.
Amen, amen. Pastor Elizabeth. We thank God for your life, and I thank God for our life and for the radio pulpit. It is a privilege for me to be here today. It is not a right, but it's a privilege. It's also showing me that what God has said, He wants to expand His kingdom. So through radio, we are expanding the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I am Gloria Trutter, as you have heard already. And I'm born again, washed with the blood of Jesus, baptized, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What I like about me, I found Christ when I was in the wilderness. Not knowing what to do, but God restored me from many things. I've faced many challenges in this life, which I'm going to just give you one of them today. That's a tip of it. There's a lot that I went through in life. But if God was not there, I don't know where was I supposed to be today. But because of His grace, His love, His mercy, I am standing today and proclaiming His word. Hallelujah. Today I'm going to talk about myself, what I went through in this life. I was a woman who had businesses. I had a restaurant in Waterfront and I had one in Sea Point. But things happened. God called me from 1988 when I received Christ as my personal Savior. But I didn't know my purpose. I was just a Christian running life as a born-again child of God. But then I was well off, had everything that I could mention. I lacked nothing. I was just well off. And my vision was to build a legacy for my family, for my children especially. And it came a time that I also bought properties. I had 7 properties in Cape Town. But it came a time that the Lord spoke to me for 4 years in the 2007, 2008, 2009. In 2010, something happened. For those two, from 2007, the Lord was speaking to me. And he would speak to me on daylight around 4 o'clock every day, telling me, Gloria, you are the light. A city on top of the mountain shall not be hidden. And I did not understand that. Yes, I read the scripture. I know the scripture very well, but I did not understand what was he saying to me personally. But anyway, I knew, because from many years I knew that God has called me, but I was someone who was running from the call of God. Mm. And I told myself, listening to my voice, as you can hear, my voice is very big. And so I used to look at my voice and say, how can I even be a preacher one day? How can I do anything for God with this kind of voice? So I was running away from the call of God. But after God spoke to me in those 4 years, on the fourth year, he showed up, because he said on the fourth year, I will show you disaster. Mm. Remember, there's a man in the Bible called Jonah. Jonah was running away from what God has sent him to do. So God sent Jonah to Nineveh, and John decided he's going to go his way. He's going to go to Tarshish. But then he entered into a boat. The boat which was supposed to be not going to Nineveh. But then he ended up sinking, and he was thrown into the ocean, and the fish swallowed him. Mm-hmm. By the time he was swallowed, God still knew the purpose of Jonah, and he took him. The fish vomited him where he wanted him to be vomited. Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank you so much, Evangelist Gloria. Ons gaan terugkeer. Ons gaan net gou 'n pausetjie neem en luister na die liedjie wat nou volgende aankom, en dan gaan ons verder met Evangelist Gloria. Baie dankie, Evangelist. Welkom terug, welcome back. Dit is 21 minute oor 12. U is nou weer ingeskakel in Radio Kaapse Kansel met Pastor Queen Elizabeth. Ja, ek is hier so met Evangelist Gloria. Jy het nog geluister hoe sy nou haar testimonie gaan vertel. Ek gaan nie interrupt die, want sy het soveel om baie om te vertel vandag, en ek wil hê die luisteraars moet ingetune wees. Daardie song was van Esti Gross en Len Miller, Hemel Rein. Ja, oor na Evangelist Gloria toe. Ik kan maar verder aangaan. Thank you, Frau.
Thank you, Pastor Elizabeth. So I was just giving you that bit of that scripture, that when you run from God, something must happen.
Sure.
But to cut the story very short, on the fourth year, I remember I was going to church. On that day, I left my business, I closed, and I went to church. I was going to church, but while I was driving to church, the police, because my shop was close to the police station, and all everyone knew me. And when I was driving, the police called me and said, Gloria, wherever you are, come back. Your shop is burning. Mm. Remember, God said, I will cause disasters. And I didn't know what God really meant by saying, I'll cause disasters, because you're refusing to do what I'm calling you for. When I went back, I found fire brigades, police, and everything. The shop is burning down. But to cut this story short, the shop burned down, but there was no trace of the reason for the burning.
Wow.
Anyway, on that day, we tried our best to close everything, and I said, okay, tomorrow morning I'm going to come back. And we put the windows, and we bought everything just to clean up the place so that we can start. But when I came back the next day, all the windows were broken all around the shop. But nothing stolen from the shop. Mm. That was my worry. I say, how can this place be broken? But nothing is stolen. Mm. Anyway, I went about by the windows and I put them back on to start and clean the following day. To my surprise, when I came back the following day, the windows were again broken all around.
My gosh.
I said, God, what is this? Mm. Anyway, as the windows were broken, I cleaned the place, and I said, okay, we're buying new windows we're going to put, and I bought the paint as well, so that when we're just going to paint, so that the next Monday we start working. To my surprise, the windows that we put were broken the second time. Then the shop was flooded, but no tap was open. So I said, you know what? I'm now tired. I gave up. I said, it's okay. But lucky there was already a plan B from God, because he showed me a container that I was going to work on. So I said, okay, God, I'm leaving this one. It's fine. I don't know, because now I'm tired of fixing and wasting more money on this business. Then I went home, and I started that business where I am now. I started to work there. It took time to come up, but it came up eventually. And remember, I told you I had 7 properties. Some of them were fully paid, and some of them they were not paid. I was still paying. But one day, messages came from all over on my phone that your houses are taken. Your cars are taken. Your monies are taken. I did not know what is going on. So to cut this story very short again, so I remember calling my senior pastor, telling him, I'm tired. My phone is going off. I can't take this. And I switched off the phone. And he went to my house and spoke to my children. But when I came to my children, I didn't want them to know what is going on, remember? But I'm going to go. Then I came home. My children were there. They were already wondering, why did the pastor come here looking for me? And he told them the story. But at the end of the day, I just decided, when I came home, I said, I'm going on holiday. I put a bag in my bag, but I already made up my mind that this is too much. I can't take it. I've worked hard for all the years. And then I went, I drove the Skoro car, because now my cars are taken. I drove a Skoro car, and I went to the mountain to do what? To finish myself, commit suicide, because it was too much. But when I came on that mountain, Signal Hill, when I was about to push the car down with myself in, because I said, this one is a perfect place, I will kill myself here, nobody will find me. So to cut the story again short, but the voice of God came, because God used to speak to me the way I'm speaking to you right now. His voice will be like that, audible. So he said, are you going to disgrace my name for the material things? Immediately, I just pulled my car backwards, and I stayed on that mountain. The first night I stayed there, there was no food, no water, no nothing. I stayed on that mountain the first day, and God showed me the purpose of my life. And I said, okay, maybe he's going to speak again. The second day, he showed me again further of the purpose of my life, that what he wants me to do is to win souls, to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to deliver the bound. So I still stayed there for 2 weeks on the mountain. No food, no water, no bathing, no nothing. Because I told myself, if I must die here, let me die. You don't want me to kill myself, so you're going to kill me yourself. So I stayed there. So, but when I came down from that mountain after 2 weeks, I came down, I was homeless. I had nowhere to go. I lost everything. When all hope was gone, the hope was totally gone. But one thing I love about God, as much as he spoke to me on that mountain, that I'm going to disgrace his name for material things, so I still went to church. I was going to church praising God like nothing is happening, worshiping God. That time I was with my last born, and my last born just gave birth to a baby. That was a newborn baby. So in that year, we had nowhere to stay. Praise God for one lady from Zimbabwe that gave my daughter a place to stay, but I had nowhere to stay. But also that place they were just forcing in. But I thank God for those, for that couple, in Jesus' name, wherever they are, God bless them. And one day I was laying, woman of God, you are the one who used to drop me I remember. Mm-hmm. You're the one who dropped me from church. Mm. Then I will say, take me there. And you then I say, drop me here.
Yeah.
You never knew where I was going. Mm. Until now, afterwards, you knew what was going on. Yeah. So I would say, drop me here. I'm rejoicing, praising God like nothing is happening. God gave me strength through it all.
Sure.
God gave me strength. Mm. So I ended up sleeping in that car again. The car refused to move again now because it was a skoro-skoro.
Yes.
So one day, one morning, I said, God, I was praying early morning. I said, God, you are God. Mm. Is there no one that you can send and say, Gloria, where are you? And say, I am going out of Cape Town. I'm going out of the country even. Can you take care of my house? And that time, you remember, I'm just praying this kind of prayer. And I don't know what I'm praying, but God answered me immediately. I say, Amen.
Wow.
And a woman called, his name is Lizeka.
Woman of God, can I just interrupt you there? Evangelist Gloria, I was part of it. I remember, listeners, I remember when I saw the woman of God. You see how beautiful she looks. I'm telling you, she's 70 years old. But you could never tell what she was going through at that time. And I want us, we're going to go again on a break. And immediately after the break, I will say some few things about what she just said before I give over to her. She's a woman that strengthened me very much. We all look up at her. And she's a mother of nations. That is what I call her. So, yeah. We're quickly going to go to a break. I'm a bit emotional. But yeah, the Lord is our strength. There is a reason for this program. God bless us. Welkom terug. Welcome back. Dit is nou 12:35 op die kop. Weer is ingeskakel by Radio Kaapse Kansel met Queen Elizabeth. En ek is hier met 'n gas, Evangelist Gloria Trutter. Wow, wow, wow. Ek is baie lief vir daardie song van Mika Taylor. God did it. God did it. En vir wat Evangelist Gloria ook nou met ons uitsaai of met ons haar testament met ons deel, is just a God did it thing. You're going to hear the end of a testimony and you will really understand that it can only be God. If it was not God on her side, I don't know what she would have done. I see in Romans 8 verse 31, if God be for you, who can be against you? So I want to thank the Lord that has been with her in this road, through this road, still being with her. That is why this program of Gracefully Restored for His Purpose is vir stikkende mense, mense wat deur dinge gaan. Ek het gesê, jy kan nooit, nooit herstel word, unless jy nooit gebroken was nie. And for you to be restored, there must be brokenness behind it. Now, Luke 1 verse 37 say, the God of possibilities, with God all things are possible. And this is what Evangelist Gloria can say today. Ek is a bit emotional geweest. Not that I heard the story for the first time. I remember I was with her, but you could not tell that she was going through what she was going through. Whenever she comes to the church, she will just praise, worship the Lord. Oh my God, with a heart of gratitude. Met 'n dankbare hart. Wat sou jy gedoen het as jy in haar skoene moes getrap het? Ek meen, jy verloor jou huise, jy verloor jou voertuie. En wat else? Sy laat my dink aan Job. Toe Job alles verloor het. En die vrou sê vir hom, hoekom kus jy nie die God nie? En hy sê, jou dwaase vrou, hoe sal jy so sê? Al hierdie dinge wat ek het, kry ek dit nie van God af nie. So, kom ons gaan verder aan. We're going to give time also again for Evangelist God. I remember, woman of God, one of the things that I still remember as in yesterday, it was the day that we were supposed to go with you to evict one of the people in their houses,
tenants.
And they burned that house of yours. Still remember that?
I remember.
I looked at it and my heart was broken. Was going on the happy and I brand the ice out. And yeah, but it was in van a race. Over to you, Evangelist Gloria. You are welcome back, and thank you for being our guest at Radio Cape Pulpit. Thank you.
Thank you once again, woman of God. Appreciate it once again. I'm going to be short again. Hallelujah. That morning, when I finished praying that kind of prayer, when I said Amen, and the woman with the name Lizeka, she was a magistrate, called and said, how are you? Remember, this is a woman who knows that I have it all. Then I said, hey, woman, I've got no place to go. I'm fine, but I've got nowhere to go. I'm homeless. She asked me, how can you be homeless? what happened? I said, it's a long story. I lost everything. I don't even have food in my house. In my house, wherever I am is my house now, because I have no house. I'm staying outside. Then,
sorry, woman,
said,
of what you mean when you say you're staying outside? I remember, I still recall, you were driving, what car was that?
It was a Camry.
And you were staying, you were living in that Camry.
Skoro Camry.
The Skoro Koro. Oh, yes. My God. I remember, woman of God, when
coughing.
You opened the boot, your clothing, everything
in
was inside that boot. You used to say you are driving around with your wardrobe inside the vehicle.
Yes,
that is what I
used to say. But then this woman said, I'm not in Cape Town. You cannot say you are homeless. You are outside. Because remember, I'm outside. I don't have nowhere to bath. I've got nowhere to do anything. And I've got no food. So she said, no, I'm not in Cape Town. My children are alone in my house. I said, well, it is well. You said, no, go to my house and actually look after my children.
Wow.
I just said, wow, God, you are really a God that answers prayer. Because I didn't wait after this prayer and then you answer it. Then I said, you are truly a God of all possibilities.
Can we pause there, woman of God?
Yes.
I remember there was a time that you said you prayed and you asked God, even if it's overseas or wherever, can someone just leave their house and so that I can occupy the house and maybe look after us? And the God of possibility made it possible.
God of possibility made it possible.
Wow.
Then I told her, I'm not alone. I'm with my daughter with a baby. She said, no. Take your daughter. You go there. And I praise God. I was grateful for that. And now I'm in someone's house. There's a roof over my head. I praise God for that. And it was not long, not knowing that she, the same woman that is trying to help me, is helping me out of pity, and herself is going through the same challenge. Her house is taken. She's just waiting for eviction. But anyway, the day of eviction came, and she had to leave the house, and I had nowhere again to go. I remember sleeping on that floor. When the door, there was nothing now in there. We're sleeping on that floor on the cement with the baby. The baby had no food. The mother has no food. I remember the two slices of bread and a little bit of Coca-Cola, woman of God. And I was like, as long as this child can eat. Because I was someone who was not used to ask. Because I'm the one who used to give to people. So it was difficult now to ask for anything. But God of all possibility always stepped in, no matter what.
Hallelujah.
And the day came that we had to move out of that place. Now we're sleeping with no the windows are open and everything. So it came a day that we had to move. And I was in that car. That car was now not moving. It was standing. No money to fix it. Nothing to do. And I remembered, I said, God opened my eyes when I said, where to now? God opened my eyes and they said, there is a house.
Wow.
And I said, there is a house. All my houses are taken. He said, there is a house. In Maitland, there's a house. There's your brother's house there. So I said, is my house? I'm the one who's even renting that house. But because of depression, stress, and all that, in my mind, that house is also gone. But I thank God for that, because it was my brother's house, so it is my house. It was my house. I thank God for that. So I went, I said, no, I walk now. I was wearing one shoe. The shoe broke on the road. Now I'm not used to work bare feet. I was crying. It was hot.
I'm crying.
I said, God, what is this? So I went to that house. That house, woman of God, I was renting it to the city of Cape Town.
I remember.
There was a woman that was renting that place for the homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And now I gave the house, and not knowing that these people were not even paying rent in this house, not paying water in this house, because I was too busy with my own things. Those people, they left me with a bill of 200 and something thousand.
Sure.
Imagine now I went to that house. I say, yeah, move out. Even the contract is finished of this place. Now I need to move in. They were refusing to move. But God made them to move out. So I had to enter the house. And the house was a mess. So anyway, I thank God for that. That is part of the restoration of what God did.
Amen.
I'm grateful for what God did. Because I had to find a roof under I had to find a roof over my head and everything. And after I received Christ now, and I received Christ, remember, after I said, Lord, I accept what you want me to do. And God started restoring slowly. Wow. And I started seeing light. I did not know. And God told me, you will heal the sick. You will win the souls of the people. You will heal the sick. You will deliver them from the bondage of Satan. Wow. And I am grateful because that is what God wanted me to do. And I said, yes, Lord, here am I.
Hey, my God, my evangelist, let me just stop you just there. Oh, this sakrak warm ibinner in his studio. This sakrak warm. Mensa, I am telling you, as you are seated there in your homes and listening to this testimony of the woman of God, I don't know what you think, but you know, when I listen to a story, there is a God. There is a God of possibility. That is why I always tell people, let's not give up. Let's not give in. Just imagine, this woman was about to take her own life, but mercy said no. Amen. Dit is nou 45 kwart voor 1 en kom ons gaan net na 'n breekie toe. Ons sal weer terugkeer. God seën julle. Dankie. Welkom terug by Radio Kaapse Kansel. U is ingeskakel by Radio Kaapse Kansel met Queen E. Baie dankie dat julle nog daar is. En ek is saam met Evangelist Gloria. Sy is een van die sprekers hierso. Welkom terug, Evangelist Gloria. Dankie vir die geleentheid, regtig waar, dat u kans uitgesit het in jou, deur jou besige skedule, to just come and share testimony with us here this afternoon. And I believe that there's someone sitting there in the house and that's been probably been restored, or what can I say, be encouraged, but what God has done through all that you have been through. Let us give it over to Evangelist Gloria again to continue with the testimony. But I know that unfortunately, because of time, we will have to call her back next time for the testimony. Over to you, my evangelist.
Thank you, Pastor E. Family, I don't know who is out there going through a challenge, going through a pain, suffering, and have no hope. But I just want you to know that there is hope in Christ Jesus. You may think you know it all, or the people around you know it all, but when you don't have Christ in your life, you are totally lost. And the devil will also be speaking to you just the same way he did speak to me to commit suicide. But I advise you today, child of God, or wherever you are, I'll advise you not to give up on yourself. Don't give up on God. Call upon him. The word of God say, call upon God in times of trouble, because he is there. What? Is there? He said, he will not leave you nor forsake you, but he will hold you with his right hand. No matter what the storms come, no matter how the fire comes, no matter how the river flows to sweep you away, you will not be swept by those rivers, and you will not be bruised by any fire that you are facing. The storms will not destroy you. All I can say to you today, build yourself on the solid rock of Christ, because Christ is the rock. He is the solid foundation. No matter what comes, you cannot be shaken. You cannot be moved, child of God. The Bible, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, he says, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, and whatever, he say, he will strengthen you and establish you. But all I want to say, put your trust in God. Don't give up on life. Don't give up on yourself. When these things come, they also come to your life just to what? To challenge you, to find, so that you can find yourself where? In Christ. There are many that don't have Christ in their lives. But when you have Christ in your life, you have hope. Because he say he came to what? To give us life and life in abundance. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want you to go to that scripture and listen to it. He say, and the Lord restored, in the book of Job chapter 4. 42 verse 10, he said, and the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. Baba. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. When you go through a trial right now, child of God, You might have lost everything like I did. And you say, it is finished. I want to tell you that it is not finished. Look up unto Jesus, where your help comes from. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Baie, baie dankie, Evangelist. Baie dankie. Thank you so much, Evangelist Gloria. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, my family. Ons het amper op die einde van ons program gekom. I want to thank the Lord for the testimony that was shared by the women of God this morning. I believe that someone were encouraged and someone that actually wanted to give up. I mean, miskien wil jy net opgegee. Jy het miskien maar nou net miskien jou bicycle verloor. Hierdie vrou het haar huis verloor. Hierdie vrou het haar voertuie verloor. She has lost so much. But she still put the trust in God. This afternoon, I just want to tell you that there is a God. When there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. The God of possibility. In the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 37, he said, with men, things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Yes. So please, my family, let's not give up. Let's hold on. Put our trust and our confidence in God. The book of Joel 2 verse 25, he said that, everything that the caterpillars, that the cankerworms and the locusts have stolen from you, this God, he can do it. He can do what? He can restore it back unto you. I want to thank the Lord for your time. My time is up. So is yours. God bless you and may you have a blessed, blessed day further in Christ. If there's any one of you, you don't know Christ as the Lord and Savior, please make haste, make haste. This can be the time that you can surrender and give your life over to Christ. He says in his word that with him, you can do nothing. I love you with the love of the Lord. See you next time. Same place, same time with Queen E, gracefully restored for his purpose. Thank you, Evangelist Gloria. The Lord bless you. One bye-bye from you.
Bye-bye, listeners, and bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you. God bless. Shalom.
Amen. Shalom.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.